It was about a guy who works at a hotel. He's like a bellhop or a, whatever you call him these days, a bellboy or an attendant. And there's a kind of Michael Jackson event in town. And there's some sort of... I wasn't sure whether it was going to be a terrorist happening or something happens. And this guy who's working in the hotel finds himself with Michael Jackson. And at the same time, it was a sort of celebrity-based thing. It also involved, which is an aspect of it now that I kind of I would have to heavily change. It involved the then Princess Diana, as she was, being in the same hotel. And it was about two people trying to escape from what had happened to them. It was a kind of very, very unreal story, but the music focused on the sound world of the Michael Jackson period that I liked, which was the Quincy Jones period. Mm-hmm. That was what the sound world was about. And the story was, they ended up on a desert island somewhere and no one knew that they were there and they were still alive. Part of me thinks this would be great to go back, because when you've left something for so long, you see the flaws and the problems in the story. But that was the vague idea, and I wrote a lot of songs that would have... I don't know, one or two of them I thought I should have sent to him at various points, but like so many of my things, I kind of just thought, just leave it, just, you know, I moved on to something else. But that was the idea. It was about fame, and it was about them being in some terrible event and us being able to leave their old lives behind, go away to some island somewhere. Not very realistic.
Sounds like an interesting thing. Maybe not now.
No, I would. Long ago, I decided if I ever did it, it would not use his name at all. Hmm. It would be Jacques Saint Michel, mm-hmm. or someone like that. It would just be everyone would know what I was talking about, and the music would tell you who it was about. And in some ways, it's maybe closer to. In some aspects, it's probably closer to his real story, which was, tortured by celebrity, as was the Diana story. So in some ways, it's kind of, the theme is not out of date. But I think I would need to write some more things. I definitely would. I liked what I did, but I didn't think it was very practical. I thought, you know, we'd made Jordan. It was before Let's Change the World with Music. I just thought I'd have trouble selling it to Sony. He was a Sony recording artist. Now it'd probably be an easier thing to do, you know, but kind of... So I might come back to it, but not anytime soon, you know. But some of the things that I do, they have a collaborative element to them, that really what you're talking about is something that might work as a film, or it might work as a soundtrack. And I don't know who I would go to with that idea. Do you know what I mean? It's not just a record. It seems to me like it's a soundtrack to something, and that the story is as important as that. So you'd have to find the right collaborators.
Should come back to it.
Yeah. It's not a mad idea. It's kind of, it would be in some ways it would be time. It's time. It's sort of it's timeless in a way. In a way, it's, you know, it's kind of, it's not spoilt by being about him. Because it's about music and it's about celebrity and it's about wanting a fantasy escape from your problems, you know.